We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The expectation for our team will be to winning seasons every year and go to bowls and win every year.
You know, this definitely means a lot to our program. This is what all these players here have been through.
We fought through a lot of adversity since we've been here. Play hard, not worry about the past one, just worry about the next one.
We're in the education business during the week. We're in show business on the weekend, so you've got to win to be effective.
This is Carolina football.
Now Newsom at the five makes a man miss for the touchdown.
About an interception for a touchdown. Stormed up.
Carolina makes the stop on fourth and short.
Goodbye.
Michael Carter from 60 yards away.
When adversity hit, we said be more positive.
Yes, Newsom tiptoes to the right side of the end zone for six.
And for them to see that happen, it gives us a chance every week to fight.
3-2-1, touchdown. De'Ami Brown, light that bell tower blue and give us that victory bell back. Tar Heels win.
This is the Mac Brown Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network. The Mac Brown Show is presented by Coca-Cola. Together, taste better. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Duke Energy, building a smarter energy future for you. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Now, here's the voice of the Tar Heels, Jones Angel.
Hello again, time for another edition of the Mac Brown Show. It's always great to be with you. Appreciate you being with us. My name is Jones Angel. He, of course, is the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels. This is his show. This is why, that's why you're tuning in. He's Mac Brown, and we're so excited to talk to Coach for the next hour or so about Carolina football. We have questions from you. We're going to look back at the Florida State game, preview the NC State matchup, talk about some other things as well, and we also have an interview segment with one I think you're really going to enjoy with Javonte Williams. And a guy maybe you hadn't heard a bunch from in the media, but just a really neat young man. And we'll talk to Coach about him and let you listen to some of that interview as well coming up. I think you will enjoy that. But, Coach, let's start with this past Saturday and a strong second half from the Tar Heels. Unfortunately, not quite enough to overcome a big halftime deficit in Tallahassee. And I know you were proud of your team's fight, but I know you're also disappointed in that first 30 minutes down in Tallahassee.
Yes, Jones, we're a work in progress. We knew that. I related a little bit to last year's game with Wake Forest and then Appalachian State. We jump out and beat South Carolina. We beat Miami. Everybody's all pumped. Everything's great. We're going to win the rest of the games. Then we don't play well. So we didn't play well on defense last week against a really good Virginia Tech offense, but we played so well on offense. And usually it's been my experience when you play that great and you're early in your program's building process that it's hard to go back and play again because you feel too good about yourself. And I thought we went from confident to being a little cool, and then Florida State hit us in the mouth. We had a complete bust on our first punt that was blocked and led them to an easy touchdown. The one thing you can't do with a team like that that's talented but struggling is give them something. And we just absolutely gave them the punt, and then it was disappointing. Our defense walks out there, and they score the first play of the game, and then we throw an interception for a touchdown. So we gave them things to get excited. They're very talented. They're well coached. But at halftime, we settled down and said, okay, we're in trouble, but this is going to be the biggest comeback in the history of North Carolina football. And I was so proud of the guys that they fought back and had it right down to the end with a chance to win. And that's what you got to do. When you get to that point, you've got to win the game. So two or three things. The kicking game needs to improve. It didn't help us at all on Saturday night. The only thing that was good was Jonathan Kim kicking the ball out of the end zone on every kickoff. Everything else was either average or poor. And that's the first time it's been that bad. We've had a bad play on special teams. We haven't had a bad night, and that was a bad night. And the first punt block killed us. It was totally on us. The second one didn't hurt us that much. It was still 80 yards away. So, but it was because of a poor effort. Their guy had more effort than we did on the shield. So we can get both those corrected, and we will. Offensively, we just didn't score points. We didn't make a fourth and one. In fact, we were 0 for 3 on fourth downs.
Yep.
But we came back and had a tremendous third quarter. We're usually so strong in the fourth quarter. I really thought we'd win the game. And I think the key play in the fourth quarter was when Trey Morrison intercepts the ball and runs it back to the 29. We get nothing. Yep. We don't score a touchdown. We miss a field goal. And that puts us back to where we've got a strong fourth quarter and can win the game. And then at the end of the game, we just dropped too many passes. So those are things that we can fix. And are we disappointed? Sure. But in my previous stint as a head coach, I stayed depressed till about Tuesday after every loss. And then that wasn't healthy for our team. So I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be direct. We're human. We're going to lose some games. This is the first time we've been rated in 3 or 4 years. Ranked. We're ranked 13th. So let's understand who we are. Let's understand where we are. We have a month of rival games. Yep. That's never happened. We've got NC State at home. We go to Virginia. We go to Duke. We have Wake at home. So are we capable of playing to the full energy and the best of our ability for a month? We'll see. Because that's something that's really hard to do. We're going to get the best effort of those four teams like we got the best effort of Florida State.
Coach, you talked after the game, both with us and I think with the full media as well, a lot about eye discipline being a problem in the secondary in the first half and something that you felt was better in the second half. Can you explain what you meant by that and how it improved?
Yeah, let me say a few things. I'm not very good after the game. Jones, I'm spent. My mind's all over the place, and so usually what I say is I do a better job answering questions than doing anything else. I said we weren't ready to play. We were ready to play. Kids played hard, and you shouldn't say that till you see the video. We didn't play good, but we played hard. They were hustling and chasing the ball, and that was something that I totally missed. The other thing is we're really experienced in our secondary. They're very talented, but we're inexperienced. So we're playing a lot of man coverage to try to stop the quarterback run. And when you do that, you've got to have the eye discipline to stay with your guy and not start watching the quarterback. And he was hard to tackle. He's a very good runner. So he would escape, and we'd start looking at him and lose our eye discipline on our player. Just like we did with the five plays at the end of the half, that was a killer, an absolute killer to go to 31 instead of 24-7. And then we settled down and we got that adjusted at halftime. The coaches did a good job saying settle down. Mm-hmm. Just do what you're supposed to do. Do your job. Stay with your guy. And then we played much better defense the second half.
Coach, you stayed pretty aggressive offensively throughout the game. You bypassed a couple of potential field goal attempts going forward on fourth down. But you have been pretty consistent since returning to Chapel Hill that you are going to stay aggressive on offense. And if you feel like you have a chance for big first downs or touchdowns, that you're going to go for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was 10 to nothing, and we went for a fourth and one. You got Javonte Williams and a huge offensive line. Yeah, I'm going to go for fourth and one. You should make it. We had one guy that got knocked in the backfield. He can't do that. We can't have it happen. So, Saturday against NC State, fourth and one, we're going again.
Yep.
I mean, we're going to be aggressive. And we've missed two field goals. So everybody, Jones, when you lose, everybody over-criticizes everything.
Sure.
When you win, everybody still criticizes some, but they don't over-criticize it, the gripers. and that's okay. I don't even mind people griping because I said earlier in the year, they're the ones that griped about their last meal. They gripe at their wife. They didn't like the last movie they saw, and they want to gripe about football, and that's okay as long as they're watching. As long as they like it, I don't care if they gripe. That's their right.
Coach, last thing before we go to break here. The team reconvened Sunday for the first time, as normal, after a game to watch the film, to get some treatment, things like that. First time coming off a defeat. What was their response? What was their attitude when they returned to Keenan yesterday?
Well, number one, they got back at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
so there wasn't much return on as a return Sunday morning instead of Saturday night. And these kids are incredible. They go right back to work, and we didn't practice yesterday because it was so late and they were so tired. That's tough for college football teams. You want to be on ABC primetime, and if you're that far away, you get home really, really late. So you get penalized for the good of being on in a weird way. But those guys were great. They were disappointed. They knew they didn't start like they were supposed to. They knew they didn't make the plays they were supposed to. And they knew we still should have won the game and had a chance to win the game. And they know that we felt like we were a better team. They've got great players, but Coach Norvell hadn't been there long enough. They weren't playing as a team, and we gave them opportunities to get excited. And so these guys are smart. They're disappointed. I told them, you are how you play. So we're not the fifth team in the country this week because we didn't play like it. And if we had won, we might have been fourth. So that's just the way it is. And we go based totally on facts, Jones, and that's who we are. But we're not going to sit around and pout on Monday. We're going to get it out of our system, win or lose on Sunday, and we're going to go back and start working for the next game on Monday.
And that next game is NC State. That comes up Saturday in Keenan Stadium at noon. We'll talk about the matchup with the Wolfpack a little bit later in the show. We have some of your questions. You'll hear an interview with Javonte Williams. That and a whole lot more coming up as we roll through the Mac Brown Show. Thanks so much for being with us. A lot more to do after this break. It's all coming your way from Learfield, IMG College.
From star athletes to super fans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Duke Energy is honored to recognize 2020 Social Justice and Racial Equity grantee NC Community Action Association for their work to address social justice and racial equity in our communities. In addition, Duke Energy is committed to overcoming racism in our state and has pledged to offer an annual social justice and racial equity grant cycle in North Carolina. Visit duke-energy.com/racial equity to learn more.
At Steel, we're proud that much of our legendary gasoline-powered outdoor equipment, from trimmers to chainsaws, is built right here in America, working as hard as you do to get the job done. Steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. Pick up at over 9,000 local steel dealers. Real steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The majority of steel gasoline power units sold in the United States are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
Thanks again for being with us on the Mac Brown Show. So many different ways you can listen or watch. You might be listening on the Tar Heel Sports Network, a radio affiliate. You might be listening on GoHeels.com or the Go Heels app, the TuneIn app. You might be listening as a podcast in the future. Later from now, you might be watching us as well. We just appreciate you joining us today and always enjoy our time with Coach Brown talking Tar Heel football. Let's get to the UNC Healthcare Watch. That is where we focus on some champions, statistical champions from the previous game. It's the Champions Watch brought to you by UNC Health. The team at UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. That includes you and your family. And you can see their lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports. And certainly a couple standouts this week. Bo Corrales, a career-high 141 yards receiving. He had a touchdown in the game as well, a spectacular touchdown in the game. It was the first game of Bo's career in which he went for over 100 yards. Sam Howell threw for a season-high 374 yards and 3 scores. The 374, a season-high for Sam, and the second most, actually, in his career. It was the 7th time in his already storied Tar Heel career that he's gone over 300 yards. And by the way, he's now at 4,782. Coach will understand this. The two guys that he passed this past week, two good ones, Jason Stanisek and Mitch Trubisky. Sam passed both those guys this week. He's now 6th in Carolina history for passing yards. Two quick more. Michael Carter, 65 yards. He passed two good ones, Elijah Hood and Charlie Choo-Choo Justice, to move into 8th place in Carolina history in rushing yards. And finally, Javonte Williams, 119 yards, second consecutive week, 5th time in his career with 100 more. He had 186 total scrimmage yards, including a career high in receiving with 67. Last two games, Javonte, 410 total scrimmage yards. So some good numbers there from some Tar Heel players on offense. New polls out today. Coach mentioned this earlier. Tar Heels were number 5, slipped a bit after the loss. They're at number 14 in the AP poll, 13 in the coaches poll. Clemson number 1, number 3 Notre Dame, Miami checks in at 11, Virginia Tech 19, and NC State number 23. So it'll be a ranked matchup between the Heels and the Pack. Coach, wanted to ask you about a couple of those individuals that I mentioned, and want to start with Javonte Williams. And you and I spoke about this immediately following the game as well. Javonte had such a terrific game, and he's been so important for what you guys have done. There was a play near the end that I know he liked back where he was unable to hold on to a pass from Sam Howell. When you have a player who's like Javonte and who cares as much as Javonte does, when something like that happens, how do you as a head coach try to help him?
I tell him, you're one of the best players on this team, and we wouldn't have been in the game without your performance, and we sure wouldn't have had a chance to win. And we dropped 3 passes on that last drive. So there were 81 plays offensively, and that was one of them. And all the great that he did in that ball game, he's tough, he's smart, he's one of the best running backs in the country. And same with Sam. Sam Howell's tough. He got hit. That targeting call would have knocked most people out of the game, and he gets up and doesn't even shake his head. He said, give me the penalty, and let's go back to work. We didn't protect him very well, and he scrambled and made play after play after play. After he had the bad throw for the interception for a touchdown, he's tough enough to forget it and come right back and play, and I love that about him. That's what you've got to do to be a great quarterback. Michael Carter passing guys like Hood and Charlie Choo-Choo Justice. I mean, how cool is that for Michael? And then Bo's been playing with he's been limited practice and playing with a lower leg injury all year, and I'm so proud of him. And all of them, all they would tell you after the game is how they were disappointed in what they didn't do right. And that's why this team's going to be really good by the end of the year. It's wonderful young people that are they're playing and trying to get this program back where we want it.
Coach, I was going to ask you about Bo. Made a couple of those terrific kind of 50-50 type of catches where he went up with some defenders and made those type of grabs. When you have somebody who can do that, how is that a benefit for your offense when you have somebody who can go up there and make those 50-50 more like 80-20 balls that he's going to catch more than not?
Well, Jones, that's what I was going to say. When they're 50-50, you're not very good. You're going to have an average team. When they're 80-20, and that's what Bo is, it gives you a chance to be successful. And he's got length. He's got the leaping ability. And he's got very good timing. Bo's really a good football player. So our team is a lot better off with him on the field.
A couple defensive numbers. Coach mentioned Trey Morrison's interception earlier. That and a spectacular interception, by the way. What a play. His second career interception. A reminder, that one near the end of the BC game did not count as an official interception. A silly statistical quirk. And Tamari Fox had a career-high 9 tackles in the game as well. And Coach, Tamari is a guy who seems like every single week there's a couple plays where he really flashes on the field. Seems like he has taken some big steps here early in his second season.
Yeah, Tamari and Ray Bohasek are doing a really good job inside. They're quick, they're aggressive, they play with low pads, and you mentioned it, but Trey Morrison, 2 interceptions. How do you not count the interception at Boston College as an interception when it was the play of the game?
That's right, pretty obvious.
So come on, stats people, let's get that straightened out. But Trey's playing as well as anybody on our team, so really, really proud of him. We got to get more pressure on quarterbacks. We're not having enough sacks, and we got to get more turnovers, and Trey's the guy getting the turnovers. We got to have some other guys step up and get turnovers as well.
All right, we're going to take another timeout, come back, more to do with Coach. We're going to start getting to your questions for the head coach of the Tar Heels. Coming soon, you're going to hear from Javonte Williams as well. All of that coming up on the latest edition of the Mac Brown Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JanieKingRDU.com.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of 4 with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
UNC Health offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
The last few months have been challenging for all of us, but no matter what you needed, the Cruisers team has been there for you. We've been proud to keep the community going with gas to get to work, groceries on the fly, a quick bite to eat, caffeine to get you through the day, or just to be a friendly face who's happy to see you. Thank you for sticking with us during this crazy time and trusting us to serve you safely. Your needs are the fuel that drives us every day. Cruisers, let's go. For the location nearest you, visit cruisers.net.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery. Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home. And that's our Food Lion.
It is Monday, October the 19th, and the latest edition of the Mac Brown Show will be here until, if you're listening on the Tar Heel Sports Network, we'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight talking Tar Heel football with the head coach of the Heels. And, of course, every week we will answer some of your questions. And a reminder, just because of COVID, we're not allowed to be at Top of the Hill with Tar Heel fans like we normally would be. So Coach and I record the show a little earlier on Monday for air on Friday. So if you'd like to get questions in, really helps us if you can get them in early Monday or throughout the week or even over the weekend. You can send an email, asktheheels@gmail.com. asktheheels@gmail.com, or you can send a tweet right to me. It's at Jones Angel. Don't forget, Angel has two L's at the end. All right, let's get to some questions, Coach. And this one came from Gary. Gary mentioned your kicker, Grayson Atkins. And you had mentioned earlier missing a couple of field goals. Grayson has missed a few important kicks, according to Gary. But they've been so close as well. It's not as though they've been way off the mark. When you have a kicker who is struggling, do you talk to the kicker? Do you let him do his own thing? Gary wants to know how you handle that.
Gary, that's a great question. They're all different.
Yeah.
So you're really not sure. He's missed both kicks, a 57-yarder, just a little bit to the left. He missed the one on Saturday night, just a little bit to the left. So what I'm going to do is tell him today, kick it a little bit more to the right, and then it'll curve back into the left. So that's about all you can do with those kickers. He's very talented. He gets the ball up really high. He's got great strength in his leg. If he had made the first one, we probably would have kicked a 57-yard field goal at the end of this game because he's got the leg to do it. But since we had just missed one and Sam was hot and we were moving the ball, we felt like our 4th and 10 had a better chance, and really it did. We just didn't execute. But he missed the first two he had at Furman last year and I think made 13 in a row. So he's a really good kicker, and Grayson Atkins is going to end up doing the same for us that he did at Furman when he was an All-American.
Yeah, I was going to say an FCS All-America at Furman, and certainly, as Coach referenced, the kicks have plenty of leg, plenty of height, and they have not missed by much. Just, in fact, that one on Saturday, it was very, very close, almost went right over the top of the upright on the left side there against Florida State.
Yeah, in fact, Kamari Morales actually said, "It's good."
Yeah, it was close. It was
so,
very close.
I liked his call better than the officials.
That's right. Maybe we can get Kamari to argue that one
yes.
for us. Coach Suzanne sent this one in and asked, when you have a first half like Florida State and you're down big, do you try and encourage your team? Do you get on them a little bit? How do you handle that when you know they've had a 30 minutes that they're not happy with?
Suzanne, it's a great question. When I was at Oklahoma, we were playing Kansas. Kansas had an awful team. We were number one or two in the country, and we'd lost our first two quarterbacks, so we had this young guy we were redshirting named Troy Aikman, and he was our quarterback. And we're down 10-7 at halftime. It's raining. It's there's thunder. There's lightning, and nobody in the stands at Kansas. It's a horrible night. And I yelled at the team, and I told them, "You're going to lose the game the way you're playing. You're going to lose the game the way you're playing. You're going to lose the game the way you're playing." Well, we lost the game, 33-14. It was awful the second half. So we're getting on the plane. We're flying back to Norman, and Coach Switzer, I'm sitting next to him. I said, "Coach, I'm sorry. We absolutely blew it." And he said, "Well, when you lose your first quarterback, much less your second quarterback, and have to play a freshman, you're probably not going to win. But let me help you with something. Those kids really respect you, and what you tell them, they're going to listen to. And you convinced them at halftime they could lose the game."
Hmm.
And he said, "You told them 3 or 4 times, you can lose this game. And they heard you, man. So don't ever do that again." So we're playing Kansas State the next week. They're not very good, but we're up 7-3 at halftime. I feel somebody grab me, and it's Coach Switzer going in at halftime. He says, "Hey, best team wins the game the longer it goes, right? Pick them up when they're down." So I said, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir." We won 43-7, I think. So we had some great comebacks at Texas. It was one of the things I loved the most. I didn't like getting behind. In fact, one game at Oklahoma State, we were down 35-14 at halftime. We won. That reminded me of Saturday night. And I called my mother right after the game, said, we won the game 56-35. And I said, "Mom, what about that comeback?" She said, "Why don't you do a better pregame speech and you won't have to come back?" And she was right. So what we did at halftime is say, "We've messed this up. We've messed this up. We've got to fix this. We've got to fix this. This we can do, but we're going to win this game. We're going to win the game. It's going to be the biggest comeback in North Carolina history. And this is fun. Don't like to be behind, but there's nothing better than fighting back and winning the game." And that's why I was so disappointed for them in the end that we didn't, because, boy, did they give us a great effort the second half.
Good point, Coach. And, boy, interesting that that stuck with you for that long, your time at Oklahoma, and something that then again, if Barry Switzer tells you something, that's as a young coach then, it's probably the smart thing to do to listen, right?
Yeah. And when we're doing well, like the offense, I really got on them last week because I could see during the week they weren't as locked in as they were for Virginia Tech. So when they've done really well, Suzanne, you get on them. Mm-hmm. You can press them hard. When they're struggling, don't beat them down. That's what always amazes me about fans after a loss. They want to beat their team down and be worse and how horrible these kids are. They're really not. That's when fans need to pick them up if you want to be a great fan.
Coach Dennis sent this one in, was asking about Patrice Rene. And, of course, Patrice injured last year with the ACL tear and worked his way back. Dennis was curious how the COVID lockdown and COVID restrictions, how that affected his rehab and how Patrice was able to still get rehab work in despite the fact that he was dealing with some outside challenges, as we all were.
Yeah, Dennis, it really affected all of our kids that were hurt. You had Cam Kelly had a knee operation earlier in the fall, so he was trying to get back. Patrice was trying to get back. I'll miss somebody, I'm sure, but Jaleel Taylor had a shoulder operation after the bowl game. He was trying to get back, and they had to work at home. And they couldn't afford to go to facilities for training facilities to help them. Mm-hmm. So it really slowed them down and really hurt their progress, and that's why we're seeing all of those guys get better week after week, because they're finally getting their confidence back because the rehab was delayed.
Coach, wanted to ask one more here before we go to our next break. It is from Ken, and he said, knows you're frustrated after the game. Do you ever have to step back and remind yourself of perspective? And he said, the team won 2 games 2 years ago. He said, do you ever, as a coach, kind of sit back and go, okay, understand where we are in this process?
Yes, Ken, is the answer. At halftime, I was mad and frustrated because we just weren't playing well. And we were trying hard, but we weren't playing well. So you have to grab yourself and say, okay, what can I do to help the staff and help the team get this thing flipped in the second half? Because we've got the best team, and we've got a chance to get back and win this game. So so you figure out how to stir them up and make it positive and get them going. And then after the game, I was so disappointed that we've lost. That one hurt me as much as any, because we had our chances to overcome a 24-point deficit at halftime, and that's hard to do. And especially on the road against a talented team. And we had it. We were there. And we didn't finish. So then you have to gather yourself, because like I said, I'm awful after the game. I'm usually good at it before. I'm usually good during. But after the game, my mind is just spent. So I really say some stupid things after games. And I should just not say anything. Say yes, no. But I'm still trying to be fair and trying to be factual. And that's when you really have to gather yourself, and you ask your players to show composure. So you have to do the same. And after a win or a loss, I don't talk a lot to a lot of people after the game. I'm into myself. I'm thinking about what we did and what we said. I'll speak a little bit after a win. I don't say anything to anybody after a loss. Because I know I can be angry, and my personality is not good when I'm mad. I say things that are hurtful. I say things that I regret. So I've learned that if I'm mad, whether it's at the coaches or the players, keep your mouth shut. Watch it on video, because a lot of times it's different from what you think it was. And then settle down, have a night to gather yourself, and do a better job with it on Sunday.
Well, great advice, really, regardless of if we're talking football or not there from Coach Brown. Just life advice that would be good for all of us to follow. All right, we're going to take a break. Actually, before we do that, Coach, because Javonte Williams' interview coming up next, we talked about Javonte a little bit as far as within the action of the game, but just what a terrific young guy. I think Carolina fans will really enjoy this. Learn a lot about Javonte. He's got a couple of horses down in Wallace. He, of course, was had the top GPA in his class in high school as well. Just the valedictorian. Just such an interesting young guy. In addition to being a terrific football player.
Yeah, nice, smart, competitive, tough. Works hard every day. I've never heard him say a negative thing about anybody. And I think he may be the most respected player on the team. Mm. Very special young man. I'm glad our fans will get to know him. He's kind of quiet.
Yep.
So he's not going to say a whole lot unless you ask him a question. But I don't talk to him much because he's so much smarter than I am. I don't want to get into deep conversation with him.
I think you'll really enjoy this coming up after this break. You'll learn a lot about Javonte Williams, just a really neat young guy on this Tar Heel football team. That interview is coming next. We'll take a break when it is done, and then back more with Coach after that as well. It's the Mac Brown Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Duke Energy is honored to recognize 2020 Social Justice and Racial Equity Grantee NC Community Bail Fund for their work to address social justice and racial equity in our communities. In addition, Duke Energy is committed to overcoming racism in our state and has pledged to offer an annual social justice and racial equity grant cycle in North Carolina. Visit duke-energy.com/racial equity to learn more.
From star athletes to super fans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
He bounces outside. No one's going to catch him. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown. Oh, man.
Throws downfield. The ball is tipped. It's intercepted. He's going to score.
He's scrambling. Man open in the end zone. It's a leaping one-hand grab. He got it. Touchdown.
Keep the excitement of game day going in a Nissan. With game-changing tech, every drive is guaranteed to get your adrenaline pumping. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Carolina Athletics.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion. Like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery.
Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high. Because this is our home. And that's our Food Lion.
Welcome back to the Mac Brown Show. We'll continue our conversation with Coach Brown coming up in just a little bit, including answering some more of your questions. But wanted to give you the opportunity as we previewed to hear some of the discussion that Adam Lucas and I had with Javonte Williams on the Carolina Insider podcast. And Javonte has the reputation, you even heard Coach Brown say it before the commercial break, of being a little bit of a quieter person. But he has a really interesting story, a valedictorian at his high school, a lot of unique interest off the field as well, in addition to being a terrific football player, as we know. So this conversation, Adam Lucas and I talking to Javonte Williams, just a piece of that conversation. The full conversation with Javonte was on last Friday's episode. I would encourage you to go back and take a listen if you haven't before. And part of that conversation was asking Javonte about what he and Michael Carter are able to learn from one another.
I learned a lot from Mike. But aside from football, I really learned how to speak up. Because coming in, like you said, from a small town, I wasn't really put in, like, the spotlight or anything like that. I never really had to talk. People always, like, talk for me and might just, like, use your voice. Like, if you feel like you need something to say or you got to say something, like, say it. And that's really one of the biggest things that Mike has taught me. And I feel like teaching Mike things, I don't know. You'll probably have to ask him that.
Well, he went the short hair. Maybe you just got him changed.
Yeah.
You got him changed over, a little more aerodynamic.
Yeah, I got him to cut the dreads off.
What are a couple ways that you feel like you have spoken up over the last year or so as you've gotten more comfortable doing that?
Just small things like just going to class, making sure everybody go to class, things like that. Trying to keep people away from certain things on and off the field. And usually, like, even at practice, when things not going the right way, just calling people up, like, hey, bro, let's, you know, what we trying to do, where we trying to be at the end of the season, like, just let's pick it up.
Javonte, this past game against Virginia Tech, you guys ran for nearly 400 yards. You and Michael, a large majority of that. Mm-hmm. In watching that game again, you had some really big holes to run through, in addition to you guys being great when you had the football in your hands. When it starts going downhill like that in a game where you've got a lot of room to run, where it seems like you can do it every single time, what's that feel like when you know that almost every time you're going to get the ball, you're going to be able to do something pretty impressive?
That's scary for real. Because I know, like, if me and Mike having a good game, that means Deami, Daz, and both going to have a good game.
Yeah.
That means Sam having a good game. That means the O-line doing good. So, that's really all I be thinking about. Like, when the offense, like, we getting 10 and 15 yards a carry, I just know we finna put up a lot of points.
What's your relationship like with the offensive line? How do you try to make sure that those guys know that you appreciate what they're doing for you?
Oh, it's real good. Group chats, eating out together, things like that. We always on the same page. Actually, Coach Searles got me one of the O-line shirts for something I did for the Boston College game. So, I mean, like, we really all brothers. It's a family thing. Coach Brown, he brought that back when he came, and he really instilled it in all of us.
What'd you do in the BC game to get an O-line shirt?
It was one of the blocks I had, a pass protection block. And I had hit the dude, and he, like, fell on his back. And Coach Searles gave me a chicken truck shirt. He said I hit him so hard, like, when a truck hit a chicken, the feathers just fly everywhere. So I got the shirt.
We got to talk to Stacy Searles and get a chicken truck shirt, I think, Adam.
What would I have to hit in order to get a chicken truck shirt? I feel like I've never hit anything that hard.
Oh, no, you got to ask Coach.
go ahead, Adam.
Javonte, I feel like most opposing defenses, when they get tired of tackling a running back, they get a break at some point when he goes out for a couple snaps. Mm-hmm. They never get that with you and Michael Carter. What do you look for in a defense that tells you these guys are getting tired, they're tired of us running over them?
Yeah, honestly, I just look at, like, the posture and how they rotate, because we got a lot of motions and things like that where Daz come across or Walston go in motion. And you can tell how tired the linebackers are, by the way, when the motion come, like how quick or how twitchy they are on the motions. Like, early in the game, they communicate and making calls, like, shifting real fast. But, like, as we keep driving the ball, you can see them start to slow down, like, hands on their hips, their stance. It starts to slump over, things like that. And that's when you know, like, when me and Mike switch in and out, like, we finna break a big one.
So, Javonte, away from football, what do you like to do?
I ride horses.
Whoa, really?
Yes, sir. I got two of them.
How did that begin? When did you start doing that?
I like horses since I was little. I had one when I was in middle school. But once I went to college, like, my grandparents sold it because I wasn't going to be there. But
sure.
Over quarantine, I didn't know it was going to come back, so I got another one. And then my mom and my dad started getting into it. Like, they started liking them. So it was like, when you go to college, like, we'll keep it for you, things like that. So then the horse that I had first, like, she got lonely. So she started like, scratching herself on the barn.
Uh-huh.
Like, she was getting, like, cuts all over her body. So we called a vet, and we was like, like, what's wrong with her? Like, why is she scratching herself? And the vet was like, she's lonely. You got to get, like, another horse out here. So we got another horse, and now I got two of them, Cash and Pablo.
I was going to Cash and Pablo.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Okay, I have ridden a horse before, but I fully admit horses kind of freak me out. Like, what's the key to being calm around a horse and riding a horse confidently? I need to be like Javonte catching the ball out of the backfield. Yeah. Just build my confidence back up.
It's really just a bond. Like, you got a bond with you and the quarterback. Like, y'all know, like, be on the same page. You really got to have a bond with your horse. Like, just know. So when you give, like, certain motions or certain movements, that know what you want, like, when to go, when to stop, things like that.
Most college students struggle to, like, take care of a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
What do you like about the relation? Like, the horse isn't going to jump up on the couch and watch TV with you in most cases, I don't think. What do you like about that relationship with the horse?
It's really just it eases your mind. Like, it gives you something to get away from, like, when football, like, class, family, things like that. You could just, like, ride the horse, take it out, just go on walks, things like that. And I usually go home, like, every Monday, because that's our off day.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, see the horse, things like that. But other than that, my parents try to keep it up as best as they can. My grandparents, like, really the whole community just come together and watch the horse while I'm gone.
More to do on the Mac Brown Show after this. From Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from Grillmaster to MVP.
Then you realize, you're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JanieKingRDU.com.
UNC Health offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This season, Fox Sports South has your ticket to ACC football, including the UNC Tar Heels. Every week, get the latest with Coach Mack and UNC football with Carolina Insider on Mondays, followed by live ACC action every Saturday on Fox Sports South. Watch on most video providers, including UVerse Channel 1726, DirecTV Channel 646, and Spectrum Channel 50, or stream on the Fox Sports Go app. Fox Sports South, your home for ACC Saturdays.
Back on the Mac Brown Show, thank you so much for joining us today. My name's Jones Angel. He's the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. We're going to get to some more of your questions for Coach in just a second, but I need to ask you if you know a Tar Heel fan that works selflessly to improve the lives of others and their communities. And if you do, LS Tractor would like to know about it. LS Tractor and the Tar Heels have partnered up to recognize hometown heroes from throughout the state. You can nominate someone at GoHeels.com/hero. That's GoHeels.com/hero. And nominate someone you know for a chance to be recognized at an upcoming Carolina Athletic event. LS Tractor, proud partner of Carolina Athletics. All right, let's get to some more questions with Coach. And Coach, we had a similar question a couple weeks ago. We were talking about offensive line recruiting a couple of shows ago. Caroline sent this one in and wanted to know what position you find the hardest to evaluate in recruiting when you are checking out the film and watching young guys play. Which is the hardest to say, you know what, that may translate to the next level?
Caroline, the number one player on any team in football, and maybe the most valuable player in sports, is your quarterback, because he touches the ball every time. And you have to look at your quarterback and say, is he a product of the system? Is he going to get better? Is he going to grow? Can a 5'10 guy play as well as a 6'5 guy? Does he need to be able to run? What can he win? Or is he just pretty? Is he a stat guy? And then you look at guys like Drew Brees and Russell Wilson and some of those guys that weren't as highly recruited as others, and they're great players. They're not good players. But people said they were short. And Kyler Murray, was very highly recruited. But because people had realized they should have recruited the Drew Breeses and the Russell Wilsons all over the country because they're still winning Super Bowls. And then secondly would be the offensive line, because you're taking maybe a 270-pound guy that could be a 300-pound guy in 2 or 3 years, or you're taking a 325-pound guy that may be a 380-pound guy and be too big.
Yep.
So it's offensive line is it's a crapshoot in so many different ways, and I think it is the most difficult group to evaluate, just because they're so big and they're usually playing against a lot smaller player in high school. And it's hard for them to bend enough to block a little guy when they're huge. So that's a very difficult thing to do.
Coach David sent this one in and said, during the game on Saturday, ABC ran some shots of you as a Florida State player wearing number 33 during your college days. And David wanted to know two things, that if there was any special backstory to that number for you, 33, or if that just happened to be your number, and if you had a favorite memory or two from your time playing with the Seminoles.
Well, number one, David, my number was 22 in high school. And they always said, 22, how do you do? So I thought it was kind of cool. And then my number at Vanderbilt was 22. And then I transferred, and there was a great player. I think it was Barry Smith that was one of the best receivers in the country that wore 22. So I didn't get it. So that's how I got 33. I was the other guy. They said, nope, not you,
buddy. Right.
Here, take this one and like it. And I said, yes, sir, I got it. And I think I had a wonderful time at Florida State. It was a great time in my life. I'm still very close to a lot of those players. In fact, so many of them wanted to see me before the game Saturday, and I just couldn't see them because of COVID, and I hate that. But I had a wonderful time there, and it was a great experience for me, and I'm really glad I transferred, because I've got so many dear friends and memories that I wouldn't have had. I guess the biggest one is I was coaching there, and I was coaching the freshman team, and the longest yard was coming out. And Burt Reynolds was the star in the longest yard, obviously. And he came and gave our team a pep talk right before the Baylor game. And our, wow. we were losing badly at that time. And the Green Machine was what they were calling the guys during the movie. And it was a wonderful time. So we saw the premiere with him Friday night before the game, and then he gave the team's pep talk. So it was really cool.
Good stuff from Coach's time, and different stuff, and all shaping into what we have now here, the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. And this is show, the Mac Brown Show. We're going to finish it up when we return. Carolina and NC State. Gosh, already time to play State. Normally this game at the end of the season, but with the adjusted schedule, the Pack coming to Keenan Stadium this Saturday. We'll talk about the matchup with NC State as we wrap up the show. After this, it's the Mac Brown Show from Learfield. IMG College.
At Steel, we're proud that much of our legendary gasoline-powered outdoor equipment, from trimmers to chainsaws, is built right here in America, working as hard as you do to get the job done. Steel is not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot. Pick up at over 9,000 local Steel dealers. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. The majority of Steel gasoline-powered units sold in the United States are built in the United States from domestic and foreign parts and components. Lowe's and the Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
From star athletes to super fans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Duke Energy is honored to recognize 2020 Social Justice and Racial Equity grantee Restorative Justice CLT for their work to address social justice and racial equity in our communities. In addition, Duke Energy is committed to overcoming racism in our state and has pledged to offer an annual social justice and racial equity grant cycle in North Carolina. Visit duke-energy.com/racial equity to learn more.
Cruisers is now hiring. Cruisers is looking for smart, friendly, energetic people who are passionate about customer service and are ready to work in a fun, fast-paced environment. Both full and part-time Cruisers employees can qualify for select benefits. Cruisers also offers job security, training, and the opportunity to advance based on performance. We believe in promoting from within the Cruisers family. If you've got ambitions, Cruisers has a career ladder for you to climb. Learn more at jobs.cruisers.net.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina resolves to help you stay healthy during COVID-19. Just a few simple steps called the 3 W's go a long way in protecting you and your loved ones. Wear a cloth face covering, wait by standing 6 feet apart from others, and wash your hands often. Together, by practicing the 3 W's, we can resolve to improve the health of our state. Learn more at bluecrossnc.com/3W.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JanieKingRDU.com.
Thank you again for joining us tonight on the Mac Brown Show. Carolina NC State coming up Saturday in Keenan. Another noon game for the Tar Heels. Radio-wise, we'll be on the air at 11 a.m. for that one. And thank you for all your questions today as well. Our questions brought to you by Cruisers, your fast and friendly local convenience store. Cruisers, let's go. And Coach, as we mentioned, a little earlier in the season than we've become accustomed to seeing NC State and Carolina, but with the adjusted schedule due to COVID, the Wolfpack coming to Keenan Stadium here in mid-October, and it's been a strong start for State, 4-1 through 5 games, including 3 straight wins, so figures to be a team with some good confidence coming to Keenan Stadium. What have you seen from NC State as you and your staff have started to prepare for the Wolfpack?
Well, first, Jones, they've done a tremendous job, and I'm shocked that this is the first time both teams are ranked since 1993.
Yeah,
I think it's been 27 years. That's unbelievable. So we all have to do a better job of making sure that all of these rival games are special. But Dave Dorn's done a great job. He changed some staff members, and Tim Beck, who's at Nebraska, Ohio State, and Texas, has really been creative with their offense. They've got 2 good backs. They've got an experienced offensive line with 3 starters back. They got big, tall receivers and tight ends, and they're good. And on defense, they're tough. Tony Gibson was the defensive coordinator at West Virginia. Our guys are friends with him because two of our guys coached up there with him. And again, he's got a 3-man front. They're blitzing. They've had 3 unbelievable goal line stands, one against Pitt, one against Virginia, and one against Duke. So we've got our hands full. It'll be a real, real physical game. And they've blocked 2 punts. So, oh, my gosh, for us, they'll be excited about watching us punt this week. So that'll be another thing. But it should be a great game because this is not even a shadow of the team that we played last year. They had so many people hurt. They've got their guys back now. So this will be more of the real Carolina State challenge.
Quarterback Devin Leary, unfortunately for State, suffered a pretty severe leg injury against Duke. He is expected to miss several weeks, if not the rest of the season. So, Coach, State's going to have to adjust with a different quarterback, and you guys have another instance of not being 100% sure who you might see at that position. Certainly, Bailey Hockman has taken a bunch of snaps for State at that spot. We'll have to see how that all comes together on Saturday. Coach, finally, traditionally, a lot of emotion in this game. There have been some times where that emotion has spilled over in a negative way. How do you try and make sure that it is channeled in a positive way coming up on Saturday for your team?
Well, first, Jones, I do want to wish Devin Leary a full and speedy recovery. He's an outstanding player, and you never want to see young guys get hurt. When I got out of coaching, losing a young man getting hurt and a young man getting in trouble to change his life were the 3 things I hated the most. And so you hate that. So we're wishing him a full and speedy recovery for sure. And I think the biggest thing that we all have to do is I've got great respect for State. and their players. So I don't get in fights with rivals. We had an opportunity to get in a fight Saturday night, two or three times, in fact, and our guys showed great composure. So I've told them it's not worth you. You've all got gear on. You got your helmets on. All you can do if you get in a fight is break your hand. That's the most positive thing. So don't, and then you get kicked out of the next game or the next two games. So be smart and don't retaliate because it's usually not the first guy that makes the punch. It's the second guy that the officials see and they kick him out of the game. So just play ball and let's just make sure that we play a hard fought game and the best team wins. And that's what this is all about. This is still a sport. It's not even bigger than that.
It is Carolina and State, noon in Keenan Stadium on Saturday. Another reminder, we'll be on the air at 11 a.m. for the Heels and the Pack. Coach, as always, thank you for your time. Great to talk with you and look forward to talking with you again next week here on the show.
Thanks, Jones.
This has been another edition of the Mac Brown Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Listening to the Mac Brown Show. Tonight's show has been presented by Coca-Cola. Together tastes better. Hunt Brothers Pizza, the official pizza of Carolina Athletics. Duke Energy, building a smarter energy future for you. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.